He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but born of God. Notice those words, to as many as received him, who? The Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you who were listening last week will recall we mentioned five things about the Lord Jesus, all beginning with L. He is the language of God, the life of God, the light of God, the Lamb of God, and the ladder to God. Our last remark and our last point that we commented upon was Christ as the ladder. You know, some ladders are not very strong. No. But here is one, and he is strong. I don't care who the man is, how great a sinner he may be, what load of sin he carries, if he will trust Christ, step upon this ladder, he will go to glory. Then again, you know, some ladders are not wide enough. But here is a ladder, and it's wide enough to save all. All who will may come. The Lord Jesus receives all. He rejects none. Then again, this ladder is tall. You know, the ladders that men build, and many of them are trying to climb to heaven by their own works on ladders of their own making. But like the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, you remember, they were going to build a tower that would reach to heaven, but they never got there. And a lot today are trying to work their way to heaven, but the ladder they're climbing on is too short. They'll never get there. But the Lord Jesus reaches to glory. All who trust him will turn up in heaven. Then we pointed out that when you walk on a ladder, you're walking on death, for that wood once was a tree with life in it. And when you trust Christ, it means this friend, you're depending upon his death for you. When he died for your sins on the cross, you're trusting what he did, and thus you'll get to heaven only through the death of Christ. Then again, you know, a ladder must be trusted. No use looking at it and admiring it. If you're going to benefit from it, you must trust it. That's true of the Lord Jesus. You may look at the Lord Jesus, you may admire him, but friend, if you want to be in heaven, you must trust him. You must put all your weight upon him, and he will take you to glory. And so we read, to as many as receive him, the Lord Jesus. Why receive him? Because I'm lost. I'm helpless. I'm a child of wrath. And in order to be born again, in order to be happy, I must receive him, so as not to perish forever. And in order to become a child of God, I must receive him. Now man by nature is death. I've pointed out five L's relative to the Lord Jesus. Here are five D's in contrast to those five L's. Christ is the language of God. Man is death. Yes, man is death because of sin. And then Christ the life. But man is dead. He's dead in trespasses and in sin. Christ is the light, but man is in darkness. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And Christ as the Lamb. He was given as such to bring man nigh to God, for man is at a distance. And then the ladder, man is down. So man is death, dead, in darkness, at a distance, and he's down. And you need, friend, to hear the language of God in Jesus Christ. God's story, his love story to you, through his beloved Son. Seeing you are dead in sin, you need life. And Christ is that light. Seeing you are in darkness, you need light. And Christ is that light. Seeing you are at a distance from God, you need to be brought nigh, and the Lamb of God will bring you nigh. Seeing you are down, you need a ladder to get you up, and Christ is that ladder, who will lift you up from the miry clay, out of the pit of sin, into the glorious sunshine of God's eternal presence. Now, the new birth that we have suggested here implies that man can't be saved by human descent. You have that here when it says, we're born not of blood. That means that because your parents are saved, your parents are Christians, or your grandparents, that doesn't make you a Christian. No, you can't be saved by human descent. Nor can you be saved by human desire. For it says, not of the will of the flesh. Man can't be saved by his own desires, human impulses, resolutions, or turning over a new leaf. No, we're not made children of God by human desire, nor by human design, for it says, not of the will of man. Sermons, stories, meetings, atmospheres, ordinances, observances, and anything else designed by man cannot produce the new birth, but we're born of God. Notice that. Man cannot be saved by human descent, for we're not born again of human blood generation. Nor is man saved by human desire, not of the will of the flesh. Nor are we born again by human design, not of the will of man, but born of God. That's it.